This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. Santa Clara University's Solar Decathlon home, the Ripple Home, is designed to educate and encourage the widespread adoption of sustainability and solar energy through the ripple effect of education. The Santa Clara home embodies the unique spirit of California, its historical missions, and fresh outdoorsy spirit, while implementing state-of-the-art photovoltaic and thermal systems and still maintaining the look and feel of a traditional home. The team is building a house of the future to live in today. What's different? The home features bamboo eye joists developed on site, the first of their kind in the nation. Bamboo, a fast-growing grass, is a sustainable resource because it retains its root structure after harvest and renews itself in 5 to 7 years, compared to the 30 to 50 years needed for hardwood trees. The integrated control systems manage appliances, lighting, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and the electrochromic window film through one graphical user interface that is accessible by computer or cell phone. Through this system, the user can remotely turn off lights and appliances. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, an 8-foot-wide nano wall made of highly insulating glass lets in light without unfavorable heat gain or loss and can be fully retracted. Paints that are low in volatile organic compounds were used in the interior, and formaldehyde-free glues were used for cabinets and furniture, creating an indoor environment that is both beautiful and healthy. A 1,200-square-foot deck surrounds the Santa Clara home, extending the living space. For heating and cooling, a high-capacity thermal system ensures high thermal storage capacity. An absorption chiller generates solar-powered air conditioning with hot water from flat-plate thermal collectors. Dimmable fluorescent lighting is used throughout the living room and bedroom. The photovoltaic panels on the south module act as a passive solar shade that shades windows in the hottest part of summer. Electrochromic film, which can be lightened or darkened electronically, is used on the sunny side windows, enabling either automatic or manual control of light and heat admission into the house. The Santa Clara home is powered by the highest efficiency PV panels available on the market, SunPower SPR 215 modules. The system is rated at 7.4 kW. A hybrid inverter system allows a grid tie with battery backup. Flat panel thermal collectors power solar air conditioning without the use of electricity. The total budget of the Santa Clara home is $550,000, including building costs and housing and transportation for the team in Washington, D.C. The competition house costs $299,000, with a marketable prototype estimated to cost $240,000. For more information about Santa Clara University's solar home, go to www.scusolar.org. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org. or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.